said, I'm on my way to heaven and the journey gets sweeter every day. You know what? It's been good feeling here tonight. Good feeling last night. You know what? My prayer is that somebody that ain't prepared for eternity can get ready right here tonight. You know what? I don't know if anybody here is lost, but I do know in the church there's a danger of becoming lukewarm. How many knows that? There's a danger of losing that first love. And you know what? I don't know about you, but when the Lord returns, I want to be found loving Him more right now than I did when I first got saved. Don't you? You know what? He'd like to come by and restore that here tonight. The Bible said He can restore unto us the joy of what? His salvation. Thy salvation. You know what? He wants to do it for us here tonight. That's what revival's all about. And I just feel like the songs that have been sung here, the feeling that's here goes right along with what I'm going to preach on tonight. How many like to see God do something in your life here tonight? You know what you have need of. He's able to get it to you here tonight. Nothing too big for Him. Nothing impossible. Let's just put it in God's hands here tonight. It ain't nothing we'll be able to do for Him, but He's already here. You know what He's going to do? So just move on each one individually here tonight. You know what? This church will be a better church if God does what He needs to do right here. Starting with me. Starting with you, friend. You know what? He wants to do it. How bad do you want it here tonight? How bad is the desire? This song says, I think I'm going to hold on just a little bit longer. I believe that ought to be our mindset this hour we're living in. It's no time to just give up. We must go on through. Though we're faced with situations and don't know just what to do.
Yes, no. He'll hold on to us here tonight.
You know what? One man said, well, the Lord's let me go. No, he's never let go of our hand. We've let go of him so many times, folks. And you know what? This day and hour, people's getting to the point they don't feel like they need God's help anymore. You know, there's people even trying to have church, even trying to preach without this Word of God. And you know what, folks? How many knows if we don't rely totally on this Word and we don't stand on the promises of God and we just don't cling to it more now, cling to that old rugged cross more now than ever before, we are in jeopardy of missing heaven. I don't know about you, I don't want to miss heaven in this day and hour. I want to make heaven my home. I still believe we've got more to go to heaven for than we had yesterday, don't you? I appreciate the Lord. Thank you so much for having us here in this revival. We enjoyed it last night, enjoyed the good time of food and fellowship last night after church. And we even had a lady here cooking on her birthday. she done a mighty good job. She done a great job, and we enjoyed it. I was glad it was her birthday last night. That was a good meal we got to feast on. I just had a good time with these folks and enjoyed what we felt last night. And Brother Sister Brim had us over today, and she cooked, and we left feeling different than what we came. I left full today from her house. And I don't know about you, I like to leave here tonight from this church service feeling full, feeling like God had done something in our life. I want to thank you all for the opportunity, the offerings you're going to give. Everything you're going to contribute to this revival, we appreciate it so much. Me and my wife and family do. May the Lord bless you tonight. Good to see everybody in the house of God. I know this guy here is a visitor tonight. He said he went to prayer meeting tonight and came on over to this revival. We appreciate his effort tonight. Appreciate him showing up. And whoever you are, no matter where you're from, good to see you tonight in the house of the Lord. Luke chapter 16, if you got your Bible tonight. Luke chapter 16, very familiar scripture. This is the route we feel like going here tonight. I feel like the Lord's going to help us here tonight. I believe he will. How many knows he will? If we'll call on him here tonight, we'll seek him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you know what? It'd be great to see somebody saved in this revival, folks. It really would. I believe God wants to do it. But you know what? It'd do us good, all good, to get shook up in this hour we're living in. How many believes we're heading for the last days? Would you agree with me about that tonight? We are living in a dark hour. All the signs of the times that we're seeing them right now before our very eyes. You read the newspaper and it's just like the Bible is being revealed day by day. And Brother Brim done mentioned the tsunamis that's came there in Japan. That was the worst one in history ever recorded in Japan and even made its way out to our west coast. You know what, folks? The picture's being painted right before our eyes. And we didn't even need that to know it. How many believes that? You look at the immorality, you look at the shape that this nation's in, how we've crumbled and fallen to our knees right now. God's trying to wake people up and trying to get them to get prepared because the trumpet's about to sound. Would you say amen to that tonight? I believe it's going to come, but I don't know about you, I don't want to be dreading that day. I don't want to be worrying and fretting about the soon coming return of the King, but I want to be like John when he said that there in the last verses of Revelations, even so come, Lord Jesus. How many believes that ought to be our prayer right now? Even so come, Lord Jesus. It ain't a time for the church to get discouraged. It ain't a time for us to just give up on all we fought for all these years. But right now is a time to turn it up. Turn it up another notch and just put the foot to the pedal and say we're going to make it all the way to the finish line by the grace of God. We're going to preach to you, though, out of the book of Luke, chapter 16. We appreciate you tonight. Hope you're getting here and help us. Hope most of all we'll have a great altar service. That's what our prayer is here tonight. Luke 16, verse 19, the Bible said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. But listen here. Look at the contrast of these men's endings, where their eternal destiny was going to be spent. The Bible told us that Lazarus died, the beggar, and was carried into Abraham's bosom by the angels. The Bible said the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Stay with me tonight. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Stay with me one more verse. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father Abraham, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. If the Lord will help me here tonight, friend, I want to preach very simply from this passage of Scripture. I want to elaborate on how these men's lives were so different while they were here on this earth. But you know what? Where they were going to spend eternity was also a whole lot different. You know what? Eternity was what mattered ultimately. It wasn't what they gained in this life. It wasn't how people viewed them and looked at them in this life. But where they spent eternity, friend, was what it all amounted to. How many knows eternity, friend, is what we're really shooting for? It ain't what we get right here, friend. It's going to matter. But when you take your last breath, or when the Lord calls us out of here, are you prepared to meet the Maker, friend? Are you prepared to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what matters ultimately in this life. Would you raise your hands here tonight? And would you pray for us? I want the Holy Ghost to anoint us and give us liberty in this house tonight and help us to preach. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to stand in this pulpit, Lord, to preach from your mighty word. Would you come by, God, anoint ears to hear and hearts to receive, God. Stir us up. God, help us to be on fire tonight, Lord. Help us to preach with power and anointing, God. Encourage our souls, God, to press on, to be determined, Lord, to make it. Oh, no matter what comes, Lord, help us to make it all the way. Oh, Lord, to those streets of gold. Would you touch every life, touch every heart. Save the lost here tonight, Lord. Bring a backslider home if they be in this crowd. Lord, let the church be stirred up, Lord, to let us know heaven will be reality one sweet day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If I can tonight, I want to preach to you very simply on eternity will settle the score. Eternity will settle the score. You know, friend, I look here and I've done elaborated a little on the difference of these two men's lives. You see the rich man and you see the beggar named Lazarus. If you look at their lives, they had no similarities in this life. They had nothing. One man had a whole lot to boast of, but the other had nothing to boast of in this life. One man had a road paved with ease, and the other one had a life of misery and torment and anguish, if you will. Oh, the rich man, friend, the Bible said that he fared sumptuously. He was clothed with fine linen. He ate the best of meals that money could buy in that day and hour. No doubt all he had to do was call on his servants and they would be there to cater to his every need. If he wanted to take a journey to a far off land, the best transportation available was brought to the rich man, friend. If you look at the rich man's life, and like a lot of people that we know of in this lifetime, it seems like he never had a worry. He never had a sorrow, if you will. It seemed like he never went through tough times. It seemed like he had life by the horns, if you will. You know, I hear the Bill Gates and I hear the Donald Trumps of this life. And I hear the mega millionaires. And I think sometimes, man, wouldn't it be nice to have that money? Wouldn't it be nice to not be able to ever want for anything? Wouldn't that be wonderful? But you know what tonight, friend? Donald Trump would love to feel what you feel in this house right here tonight. You know what? All the money he's got in this life, all the empire, the industry that he has built up over a lifetime of work, you know what he'd do? He'd trade it all to feel 1 ounce of peace. He traded all to feel 1 ounce of joy in his life. No doubt these men, a lot like that rich man. The rich man had had it all in this life, friend. The prestige, the power, the wealth. But every night he laid down, he still knew that there was a void in his soul that nothing in this life could fulfill. Nothing in this life could occupy. Nothing in this life could bring satisfaction to this rich man. Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach to you here tonight, friend. You know what the Bible, Jesus Christ himself said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. Come on now. What you have in this life, friend, is going to pass away. Somebody's going to drive your car. Somebody's going to live in your house. Somebody may put your suit on one day, sir. Ladies, somebody's going to wear that pretty dress you got on one of these days. But how many knows this life and all the things of this life, although they may pass away, the Bible said, he that doeth the will of the Father, is going to abide forever. I will preach to you a little while tonight, friend, if I can. You know, Garth Brooks, a famous country singing music artist, he penned these words one time. I read it before I even got saved, and it stuck with me. He said, a man is never truly rich until he has the one thing that money cannot buy. You know what, friend? You can't buy this joy that I feel here tonight. You can't buy salvation, friend. You can't buy the blood of Jesus Christ that was applied to a sin-stained black heart. Oh, yeah. You can't buy that blood that purchased my soul from hell's grasp here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach to you if I can here tonight, friend. The rich man had it all. And no doubt he thought when he died, he could dodge death. He could avoid the clutch of death. No doubt he thought eternity was already sealed up. He had it in the bag. But you know what the Bible said? The rich man died and he lifted up his eyes from hell in torment. Come on now. He lived 70, 80 years, if you will, in this life. But he's going to spend millions and millions of years and millions of years in eternity, friend. Separated, lost and undone without Jesus Christ. What a horrible thought to know. Abraham said, rich man, in your life you had the good things and Lazarus had the evil, but now you are tormented and he is comforted. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight to preach to you here. Oh yeah, friend. Right now, can I tell you, that rich man is still begging for a drip of water. He is still begging for Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool his tongue because he's tormented in the flame. Oh yes, while Lazarus is up in heaven, comforted, friend, he's in paradise, basking in the presence of God Almighty. The rich man is saying, I trade places with you, Lazarus. I take back everything I ever done. Oh yes, friend, the rich man wishes that his fate was reversed and he had a chance to lay hold on eternal life this evening. Oh yes. You know what I want to look at? I want to look at this poor man named Lazarus. This beggar. Oh, that begged for the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. If I could just have an ounce of the wealth he has. If I could just feast off one meal that he has fed to him three times daily. If I could wear those fine clothes. But you know what, friend, I love about Lazarus? He was a beggar. No doubt people looked down on him in that era. No doubt society said he's nothing but in the way. He's nothing but somebody you got to step over to get somewhere. Lazarus is a pitiful excuse of life. He's a waste of air. Come on now. People probably thought, get him out of the way. We don't even want to look at him. We don't have to deal with him. But can I tell you something, friend? In the midst of Lazarus's suffering, he'd done something right somewhere along the way. Somewhere along the way, he met a man named Jesus Christ. Somewhere along the way, listen, he traded off the riches of this life and he laid eternal treasures over there in that place called Beulah Land. Somewhere along the way, Lazarus said, I may be a beggar in this life, but one day soon, I'm going to have a mansion of my own. I'm going to have streets of gold and walls of jasper and gates of pearl. You know what? We don't understand this, but Lazarus seems like he's been dealt a a bad hand. He seems like he's got the short end of the stick in life, friend. But you know what Lazarus would do? If you could talk to him tonight, you know what Lazarus would tell you? The man that had it all in that lifetime down there is still begging in torment. But I've never begged another time ever since I closed my eyes in this life and was carried over there into the life thereafter. Oh yes, listen friend, he's been singing the songs, oh yes, of glory ever since. He's been dancing and rejoicing. He's been admiring the face of his Savior ever since he walked into those gates of pearl. Can somebody say amen here tonight, friend? Listen, eternity settled the score in Lazarus's life. You know what Lazarus's name meant? Stay with me now tonight. I'm going to preach to the church here in just a little bit. You know what Lazarus's name meant? The help of God. Lazarus's name meant the help of God. Oh yes, when the rich man died, he was looking for help, but it wasn't there. He was searching for somebody to save him in his time of need, but there was no help there because he failed to make preparation. He failed to get his soul satisfied and settled at Calvary. Oh, but the Lazarus had made plans. He had made preparations. And can I tell you something here tonight, friend? If you're saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you don't have to fear the graveyard tonight. You don't have to fear the sting of death tonight. You don't have, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You don't have to fear what the devil can do unto you. Listen now, how do you threaten a Christian with death? Paul said to live is Christ, but to die he has gained. Glory to God here tonight. I will preach to you, friend. You know what Lazarus realized? When I die, there's going to be a band of angels. There ain't no grave going to hold my body down. When I die, when I leave this world, when I kiss this world goodbye, the help of God is going to show up and carry me away to my brand new home. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen tonight? I look around here tonight. You know what I see? I see a church. No doubt we could write a book about every trial we're facing, every bit of suffering we're going through. We're losing loved ones. Oh yes, we're losing people dear to our heart. No doubt in this church, you've said goodbye to some friends. You've said goodbye to some people that stood shoulder to shoulder with you and served the Lord in the beauty of holiness. No doubt, friend, you've experienced some hardship in your home. No doubt you went through some financial struggles. No doubt you fought some loneliness and depression here tonight. But can I encourage you, hold on just a little bit longer. Just as the help of God showed up for Lazarus, the help of God is going to show up for the church of Lord God Almighty. I want to preach to you here tonight, friend. I wonder if you're sitting here and you're saying, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I facing this trial? Why have I walked through this loneliness and despair? You know what the best thing I can tell you, friend? He never told us it'd be easy. He never told us this life would be comforting or it'd be pleasing to our flesh. But he did tell us, listen now, he did tell us all the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. I don't know about you, friend. It's going to be worth every tear. It's going to be worth every time I've had to cry myself to sleep. It's going to be worth every time I said, where's the bill money coming from? Where's the next meal coming from? It's going to be worth every time I stood over a casket. I stood at a cemetery and said farewell to a loved one. Because one sweet day, it's all going to be given back. Old things are going to pass away. He said, behold, I shall make all things new. God himself is going to wipe all tears from our eyes. I wish we could get a hold of this tonight. In one day, friend, eternity is going to settle the score for the child of God. Hold on. Oh yes, persevere. Get a made up mind. Nothing or nobody is worth missing what heaven has in store for you and I this evening. One day, eternity will settle the score. Listen now, you don't understand. You don't understand the trying times of this life, and I don't either. But I do know one thing. I do know one thing, friend. Listen now, I remember a man by the name of Job. I remember he lost all of his children in the same day. I remember there was a perfect God-fearing man who loved the Lord, feared God, and has hated the very appearance of evil. Never done anything to deserve the harshness and the cruelty that he suffered in this life. But you know what, friend? God knew through it all. God knew through every ounce of suffering he had to endure that Job was going to hold on. Job would not back down. Job would not deny his name. He knew Job would overcome through the most severe adversity, if you will. Oh yes, Brother Brim, I'm glad a man like Job paved the way for you and I. I'm glad for the Lazaruses that paved the way for you and I. I'm glad when Job's own wife looked at him and said, Job, where's your God now? Do you still retain your integrity with God? Your children's gone. All your possessions have been stripped away. Look at you. Your whole body is covered in balls from head to toe that you have to take a potsherd and scrape them away. Where's God at now, Job? Oh, do you still keep your faith and integrity in Him? I love what Job said. Naked I came into this world and naked shall I return. But you know what else he said? I can't see him right now. I look to the left. I look to the right. I can't see him nowhere around. But I know one thing. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Oh, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at that latter day. What he say? Let this whole world be taken away. One of these sweet days, I'll hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, yes, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I said, Job, realize, friend, eternity was going to settle the score. No matter what he had to go through, God would be faithful. God would lead him through it. One day he'd be glad for the enduring that he had to go through. He realized eternity would settle the score. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Does anybody believe that here tonight? Does anybody believe one of these days, Brother Blue, you're a traveling man. How many believes one of these days, Brother Blue, say, I'd do it all over again? Come on now. One of these days, he's going to say, I'd preach my guts out again. I'd go through a service without an amen all over again. I'd go through a tough, trying time that I had to do for the Lord's sake all over again. I'm wondering, do we realize something, friend? Heaven is, you know what people says? Oh, they've talked about heaven for hundreds of years. They've talked about the coming of the Lord ever since my great-grandpa was a little boy. Well, I've come to tell you here tonight, it don't take a genius, it don't take a rocket scientist to realize if they was talking about it then, that we're going to be, I don't know about you, I feel like there's some people in this house, we'll never taste the sting of death. We'll never have to find out what it's like to close our eyes and take our last breath. I tell you what I do realize. If I keep on looking to that eastern sky, if I keep on looking under the hills from which cometh my help, one of these days, heaven ain't going to be a dream. Heaven ain't going to be a fairy tale. It ain't going to be something made up. It ain't going to be something we just read about. But we're going to enjoy the presence of Almighty God. We're going to take our crowns off and fall down at His feet and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. How many believes we'll see it if we'll hold on, friend? Eternity will even the score for you and I. Amen. Oh, yes. Paul, they're taking it down to the chopping block, Paul. They're about to make an open spectacle out of you. You're about to die as a martyr for the gospel's sake. Paul, what are you going to do? He looked at him and said, hey, I'm in a strait betwixt two. Oh, yes. Listen now. It'd be better for me to dwell here with you. Listen now. It's needful that I stay here and abide with you. You need my teaching. You need my encouragement. But you know what else he said? I have a desire to be with Christ, which is far better. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I love preaching. I love trying to do something for God. But I have a desire to be with Christ, which is far better. And can I tell you here tonight, we don't have to be afraid of death. We don't have to be afraid of what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. Right in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. The uncertainty, he's done got it figured out. The confusion, he's done got it figured out tonight. Paul said, hey, the time of my departure is at hand. I'm now ready to be offered up. Why is that, Paul? Why are you so encouraged about dying? Why are you longing to leave this life and taste the glory of God? He said, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether he is in the body or out of the body, I can't tell you. He said, but when I was in my trial, when I was in a low point, he said, I was called up into the third heaven. Come on now. I heard things not lawful for a man to utter. You know what Paul was saying? I've done tasted the glory of God. I've done seen what heaven's going to be like. He done called me up into paradise and showed me I was on the right road to keep on striving, to keep on pressing. Can I tell you tonight, if you and I could get a glimpse of heaven, we'd stir ourselves up and say, I'm going to hold on just a little bit longer. If we could get a glimpse of the gates of pearl, the splendor of heaven, we'd say, I'm going to rear back and give the devil all I've got. I'm going to fight for my family. I'm going to fight for those around me. I'm going to stand for this church. I'm not backing down. I'm not tucking my head and running. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand tonight. Eternity is going to settle the score. Stay with me tonight. Stay with me tonight. Lazarus, the help of God was there. Right in your dire need. Right in your darkest hour. Can I tell you, he's here for you and I tonight. He's going to be here for us. Oh, no matter if death knocks on your door, the help of God's going to be there. No matter if they come and take our food, take all of our resources of survival, try to make us take the mark of the beast, the help of God's going to be there. Come on now. Although our whole world crumbles around us, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. My God, I feel like preaching here tonight. I feel like you might have to sing me down in a little while. I'm getting excited about what I'm preaching about here tonight. I'm getting excited about heaven here tonight. I don't know about you, friend. I want to know how it feels. I want to know what it's like. I'm not satisfied reading about it. I want to enjoy it. I want to experience the fullness of heaven. I want to walk and talk with my Savior. I want to see those that's going on before me. I want to say, hey, we made it. Glory to God, we made it. Hallelujah. Thank God, we made it. And we never have to say goodbye to this place. Can I tell you something? Napoleon was a great man of warfare. A great conqueror. Conquered the whole known world. Listen, friend. You know what happened? One time Napoleon made his way into a battle. And then he looked as far as he could see. The enemy troops had him surrounded. He was outnumbered. More artillery was on the enemy side. Napoleon, for the first time, once the battle began, he lost several men there in warfare. He looked over at his trumpet bearer. He said, I want you to sound the sound of retreat. I want you to play the sound on that trumpet to let them know we're retreating. We're taking the tuck head and we're going the other direction. You know what his little trumpet bearer said? Sir, in all my years of following you, in all my years of standing by you in battle, I never saw you lose. I never saw you back down. I never saw you wave the white flag. I've never ever heard you utter the words of retreat or defeat. He said, sir, there's one problem here. I don't know how to play that sound. I don't know how to make that sound of retreat. You never taught me how to play that one. And I'll tell you what Napoleon did. He looked down at him with newfound fight and had a look of victory in his eye. He said, son, if I never never taught you how to play it, well, play what you know then. You know what that boy done? He played the sound of charge, and they charged the enemy, and they came out victorious that day. I don't know about you, friend. My Lord Jesus Christ saved us. He brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. He called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. You know what He's saying? I never taught you how to play the sound of retreat. Any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. You know what you got to do? Suck it up. Get up and go on. Henceforth, there's laid up for us a crown of righteousness. Listen, we're going to lay hold on eternal life. Eternity, friend, is going to even the score. Don't retreat, but press on. Press on no matter what. No matter how you feel. I don't feel like going to church, preacher. Press on anyway. I don't feel like praying, preacher. Press on anyway. I don't feel like fasting, preacher. Push your plate back anyway. I don't feel like knocking on doors and inviting people to the house of God. You better do it or somebody else will. Oh yes, friend. Pick yourself up and do your duty with a heart full of love tonight. Why? You're going to be rewarded. You're going to be rewarded. Do you hear me? Listen now. You're going to be rewarded one of these days. What have you done? What are you doing? How much are you saying? There's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shine. Oh yes. Are you watching? Are you ready? Are you gleaning to the promises of God? Oh yes, friend. Do you really believe eternity's going to settle the score? I look around here tonight and I see some people that's battered and bruised and probably went through some long drawn out battles in this spiritual warfare. But you know what? I envy in a way, because I know some of you is going to see that kingdom before I am. Come on now. You say, preacher, are you out of your mind? Can I tell you something? You got the hard part behind you. Some of you do. Some of you done been where I am and back two or three times. You know all about it. Can I tell you something, friend? Listen now, old and young alike, we need to zero in on heaven here tonight. We need to get our eyes on the prize. We need to realize we're compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses. They've already made it. You know what they're doing? They're saying all of heaven is counting on you. They're cheering us on here tonight. They're saying, go on, church. Come on, you can make it. Get up. Dust yourself off. It's going to be worth it when you get there. Hallelujah. Oh, Kenny Henson used to sing that song. Call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. No more grieving. Oh, when you come, when you look up now that number, don't look for my name. Don't call me, because I'm not going to be here. One of these sweet days, friend. Do you realize right here in this house tonight, I'm hurrying to close. I'm sorry for this long, lengthy preaching. But I wonder, do we realize right here tonight in this house, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be called out of here. Come on now. We can leave this pew, friend, and be bound for glory for eternity and evermore. That quick, friend, the Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, the trump of God. Come on now. They that are dead in Christ are going to go up first. And we which are alive and remaining is going to be caught up. You know what the end of that verse says? So shall we ever be with the Lord. And not that part. That ain't what I love most about it. Wherefore, brethren, comfort one another with these words. Are you taking comfort in this tonight? Come on now. We're not sad, sappy Christians here, are we? We're not dreading what tomorrow holds, are we? We're not trying to make it through this Christian life just with our mouth drooping, with our mind on our troubles, with our mind on our problems. Come on now. Listen to me now. I know our economy is turned upside down. I know there's wars all across this world. I know Wall Street collapsed and it could collapse again. I know financially people are laid off. People's 401ks have been taken retirement from these factories, car factories they worked in, put their whole life in blood, sweat, and tears for years. I know this world's reeling and a rocking, friend, but you and I ain't got nothing to cry about tonight. We ain't got nothing to get downhearted about here tonight. Matthew said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Come on now, we're just a little bit, friend, from being redeemed, from being saved, from being rescued from this dark hour we live in. Oh, I said eternity's getting ready to settle the score. Brother Brim, I'm done right here in just a second. Brother Brim came and took my plate today as we was eating dinner. And he said, son, you might want to hold on to that fork. There's some pie over here waiting on us. And it brought something to my mind. I read a story one time. There was a lady laying on her deathbed, suffered for years of sickness. And they asked her, said, you got any final request before you bid this world goodbye? She said, I got one thing I want to ask you to do. When I die, I want you to bury me with my fork in my hand. They said, you got to be crazy. She's out of her mind. She's talking out of her head. What is she talking about? She said, I want you to bury me with my fork in my hand. You know what she said? I remember as a little girl sitting around the table, and my mama would prepare a big feast to spread and lay it out on the table. She said, me and my siblings would sit there and talk and laugh, and we enjoyed those precious times we spent with mama. And we loved sitting down to her good home cooking. She said, but when we get done eating, she'd always look at us, say, children, hold on to your fork. Something sweet's coming. Hold on to your fork. Something sweet's coming. Oh, I got some funny looks here tonight. But you know what she said? She said, I know this life has been a tough road. I know I've experienced a lot of hardness and a lot of difficult times in this life. She said, but I know one thing. If I hold on to my fork, something sweet's coming down the road. Something sweet is on the way. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, friend. Well, listen now. When we wave goodbye to the bitterness and the sorrow of this life, something sweet is waiting on the other side, friend. Are you going to hold on tonight? Are you going to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith? Are you going to treasure what you have? Nothing can take it away. Listen now. The world didn't give this to you, and it can't take it away. Jesus said he'll keep you. He'll guide you. Just say, Lord, I know one day eternity is going to make it worth it all. Could you stand here tonight? Could you stand here tonight? Oh, yes. Can we stand? Preacher friend of mine just lost his son here about a year and a half ago. I was preaching revival for him down south of Dallas, Texas. Lost his son in a fatal car accident. The boy was a preacher, father of two kids. Just had got done shouting and singing and rejoicing the night before in a church service. Pulled out in an intersection. 18-wheeler blindsided him. Took him out of here into eternity. That preacher didn't understand it. He still don't understand it. Why did my boy have to die at 24 years old? A preacher of the gospel, a father, a good, faithful Christian. He did everything he needed to do, but he's gone. You know what that preacher has to remind himself? It ain't over with. It ain't the end. It ain't the last time I'll see my boy. It ain't the last time I'll see him dance. It ain't the last time I'll hear him sing. His little kids are going to see him again one day. He realizes eternity is going to soon settle the score. Do you realize that here tonight? Do you realize we're not just going through the motions here tonight? This ain't just something we just have to force ourselves to do here tonight. One of these days, friend, everything we've done is going to be accounted for. One of these days we can rejoice because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My God, I feel good here tonight. Oh, I feel good in this house tonight. I wonder, friend, do you feel like saying, I feel like traveling on? His brother said, my heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes. Do you realize if you'll stay faithful, he'll stay faithful to you here tonight? Do you realize he's still a rewarder to those who diligently seek him tonight? How many's going to say, I'm getting up, and I'm getting my eyes on heaven, and I'm going to press on with everything I've got? Oh, I can see the bright lights on the edge of the shoreline. Oh, yes. I see the fog lifting. I see Jesus Christ saying, come on, come on. One of these days you're going to move into your brand new home. Oh, yes, we're done here tonight. I preach way too long. Can we lift our hands on the Lord here tonight and say, Lord, no matter what comes my way, no matter what I have to face, no matter what adversity I find myself trapped in, Lord, I know you're going to lead me out. I know, Lord, if I keep on looking for that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, one of these days, it's going to be a reality. Can we come around this altar tonight? That's the way I felt like going here tonight. Can we come around this altar? Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're drifting from God. Maybe you're backslidden inside. Nobody knows it. You better remind yourself there's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You may be here tonight, you're tired of fighting. You're tired of going down this long road. You're tired of the journey. You say, Lord, I need those times of refreshing to come by. Oh, the outward man is perishing. Oh, but to renew that inward man once again. Can we pray tonight? Oh, can we call on God? Yes, Lord, prepare us. Oh, yes, Lord, remind us we're not living for today, but we're living for another day. We're living for what's over that next hill. Come on. I feel like traveling. Oh, yes. I feel like traveling on.
I feel like traveling
on and on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Travel on, weary pilgrim. Travel on. You're just a stranger passing through. Come on now. This ain't your eternal home. This is just a temporary dwelling place. Yes, this is just the dressing room. This is just a warm up. Yes, we're just getting suited up for what awaits us over yonder. Come on now. Beulah Land. Beulah Land. Some sweet day. We're longing for you. Come on now. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, come on.